AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A source tells the AP Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation is not expected to be sent to the Justice Department next week. Mueller has shown signs the investigation is wrapping up. Earlier, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says there's no worries at the White House about the Russia investigation.
The president, far and away, was the better candidate. He had a better message, and he outworked Hillary Clinton. That's why he's president. He didn't need to, nor did he collude with the Russians.
President Trump is focusing on his national emergency declaration at the Mexico border. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Democrats will vote next week on a resolution blocking the president from skirting Congress to pay for the wall. An extraordinary step. But one House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says is necessary.
The president's emergency declaration would fundamentally alter the balance of powers, violating our founders' vision for America.
The resolution's sure to pass the House and may get through the GOP-run Senate as well. And if it does,
will I veto it? 100%.
It would be the president's first veto, and Congress likely would not be able to override it, though the battle over it would test GOP support for the president's declaration, which even some allies see as a stretch. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There have been rumors about it for years. Today in Chicago, R. Kelly was charged with 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse involving four victims, at least three between the ages of 13 and 17. Kimberly Fox is the Cook County State's attorney.
Aggravated criminal sexual abuse is a Class 2 felony with a sentencing range of 3 to 7 years.
R. Kelly is due in court in Chicago tomorrow. David and Louise Turpin pleaded guilty in Southern California today to torture and years of abuse that included shackling some of their 13 children to beds and starving them to the point it stunted their growth. Wall Street, the Dow gained 181 points. This is AP Radio News. The defense team for Joaquin El Chapo Guzman says it wants a new trial for the notorious drug lord.
The filing comes 2 days after a Vice News report that jurors regularly followed news coverage of the trial, despite the judge's instruction that they not. Joaquin Guzman's attorneys say they will seek an evidentiary hearing to determine the extent of juror misconduct. The drug kingpin, nicknamed El Chapo, was convicted last week on charges likely to send him to prison for life. He's to be sentenced in June. The defense is asking a month's delay while it prepares a motion for a new trial. Warren Levinson, New York.
At least 50 people died. Another 50 got sick after drinking tainted liquor in two separate incidents in India's remote northeast. The liquor was laced with methyl alcohol, a chemical that attacks the central nervous system. The owner of a broom-making unit and four others have been arrested. Deaths from illegally brewed alcohol are common in India because the poor cannot afford licensed brands. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.